Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Devarim, Moshe recounts how Hashem told Bnei Yisrael on their way to Eretz Yisrael that there were three nations that are not to be touched: Seir, which is Edom; Moab; and Ammon. These lands belong to Esav and they belong to Lot. Instead, said Hashem, Bnei Yisrael must circumvent these lands, and they have to approach Eretz Yisrael through Sichon, the king of the Amorites, and they had to request passage through his land. Now, when it comes to Seir, again, which is Edom, the Torah reminds us of what happened in Bamidbar, in Perek Chaf, in Parshas Chukas. Moshe reminds us by saying, it's Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalid, Ve'es Ha'am Tzav Le'mor, command the people, telling them, Atem Ovrim Bigvul Acheichem B'nei Esav Hayoshvim B'Seir, V'yir'umikem V'nishmartem Me'od. You're passing by the borders of your brothers, the descendants of Esav, who live in Seir. They fear you, but be very careful. And then the Torah continues to say, don't provoke them into war. That land is theirs. The Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni in Simin Tuf Zayin on this Pasuk, says something very hard to understand at first glance. The Torah said, Atem Ovrim Bigvul Acheichem B'nei Esav Hayoshvim B'Seir, and the Medrash on that Pasuk says, you are passing through, Atem Ovrim, you are passing through, but Esav lives here. And then the Medrash continues and says, you may eat with Esav in this world, but Esav will not eat with you in the next world. That's the Medrash. But what does it mean? I already know that Esav lives here. It's his descendants' land. Why would the Medrash tell me something I already know? And how is all of this connected to us eating with Esav in this world, but he won't eat with us in the next world? What's going on? This Medrash is explained beautifully by Rav Shlomo Kluger, who died in 1869. He was a phenomenal Talmud Chacham and a very, very prolific author. He was the chief rabbi in Brody in today's western Ukraine, and he says the following idea on this Pasuk in his Sefer on the Chumash, Imrei Shefer. Rav Kluger says that this Medrash is alluding to something very deep about our relationship with Esav and his descendants, and this message had to be conveyed by Moshe to Bnei Yisrael right before they enter Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kluger says that Yaakov and Esav, as brothers, back in Parshas Toldos, when they got their brachos, they divided this world and the next world amongst themselves. Yaakov took the next world, and Esav took this world. This world belongs to Esav, and that's fine. We do not need this world. We don't want this world. We want Olam Haba. So Esav took this world, and we took the next world. However, it's not entirely true. It's not entirely true to say we don't need this world. We do need this world. We need it as a vehicle to the next world. Mitzvos happen in this world. And not only that, but the more comfortable we are, the easier it is to perform mitzvos. Obviously, we must learn Torah and we must do mitzvos no matter what. But of course, it's easier when we have more material comforts. So we don't need this world for ourselves. This world is not ours, but we do need this world as a gateway and a prerequisite for the next world, the world that is ours. So Yitzchak, in the brachos that he gave to Yaakov and Esav in Parshas Toldos, he gave this world to Esav, and he gave the next world to Bnei Yisrael. But Esav gave us permission, so to speak, to travel through this world, permission to travel through Esav's property in this world, so to speak, but only for us to get to our land, to our property, to the next world. According to the Medrash, is what Rav Shlomo Kluger explains. Rav Shlomo Kluger understands that that's what Moshe is saying to Bnei Yisrael now. Atem ovrim bigvul acheichem Bnei Esav hayoshvim b'seir. You are coming close to the property of Esav. This world is his. You may not settle in this world. You may not become entrenched in this world. You're just passing through. Esav lives here. You're passing through. Remember what your place is, and remember what their place is. His land looks enticing. His land looks desirable. keep walking, keep moving, just passing through. Use his land. Use this world to help you settle, to help you settle in the next world. Use this world to help you as a vehicle to get to the next world. But you're just passing through. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving to the promised land, both physically, Eretz Yisrael, and of course, spiritually, Olam Haba.